It is great to be in the house of the Lord with you today. In just a moment, we're going to have a time, well, I guess right now is the time for our children to go. Let's see if you all would gather toward the front. See Miss Lori. Those were a couple of videos just to help us reflect on what Thanksgiving really is all about. And I just want you to know this morning before we start in with our time of Thanksgiving down on the floor that I am thankful for you all. This time last year, I had no idea that I would be in Buffalo, New York, enjoying the warm weather. And so I'm thankful to be here today, excited that I get to be a part of this family and get to enjoy the blessings that this church has to offer because this church knows Christ as their Savior. And so this morning I'm going to begin. I don't have much time to talk today, so I'm going to talk for a few minutes. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture. So if you all want to go ahead and turn to Colossians chapter 3, I'll just be reading three verses. Then I'll have a few minutes to talk about that passage. And then in a moment we're going to have a microphone down here on the floor so that that anyone who wants to share some of the thanks they have to God for what He is doing in their life can come forward and do that. And so I look forward to hearing all about what God is doing in your life and how He's pouring out His blessings on you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writes, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Did you notice in this passage right here that as Paul writes to this church at Colossae, he reminds them three times in just this set of verses to be thankful. I think he felt the need to remind them that, first of all, how much they have to be thankful for. And we as a church of all people should be most thankful. So there's going to be millions of people that gather together this week around a turkey and a table with family and friends, kind of like we might have seen on the screen behind us a moment ago. And there's going to be, those families will often do things in similar ways. So they'll eat the same foods, maybe talk about some of the same things. But the church of Jesus Christ has received the most. So how can we not be continually thankful for what God has done for us in Christ? And to think that Paul had to remind this church means that we probably need to be reminded from time to time of our need to be thankful as well. We forget about the blessings that we have in Christ. We forget about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We forget about the inheritance that we have, and we can be called sons and daughters of the King. And so this morning, the Word of God reminds us that we are a people who should be most thankful. Bob, a few minutes ago, read us a passage about God possessing all things. Everything that you and I receive comes through the hand of our God because He owns everything. Psalm 50 said He owns cattle on a thousand hills, and every beast of the forest is His. He's like, I don't need your sacrifices. I don't need you to give me these things because I already own them. It's just simply acknowledge that all is mine and all flows from my hand into yours, and realize that every good gift that you have comes from God, who has everything and gives everything freely to you. I think God just simply wants us to have a heart of thanksgiving, realizing what we truly have in Jesus Christ. And we often so easily forget it. So remember this morning of what you have in Christ, who you can be called, where you are going, the treasure that you have in Him, that one day you will share in His glory. And so, just as we saw on the screen a minute ago, everybody's going to be gathering around these tables on Thursday, and I think we're supposed to be different in some ways of how we are thankful and what we're thankful for. And so we're going to talk in a moment about some of the blessings that we have this week. My family, we got to put in an offer on a house and it was accepted. And so we're really excited that God has led us to this place and that God is going to provide a house for us. But what if all those material blessings, all those things were somehow taken away from my family? What if we didn't have all the outward, external things to be thankful for? What separates the Church of Jesus Christ from all the other tables that we'll hear about or see on television is that even if all those external things were gone, you still have what is most valuable. You have Christ. You have Christ. And if all you have is Christ, you have everything. And so we should be thankful this morning because the very foundation of our joy, the very foundation of our thankfulness is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not the external blessings, though we thank God for them. He's given us an inheritance and a treasure in Christ that can never be taken away from us. So I want us to be most thankful this morning for our Savior and all that you have in Him. And I hope in the coming weeks and months and years here that we grow deeper and deeper in our knowledge of this treasure that we have in Him. Because He is the wisdom of God. And I think the treasures are immeasurable, as Paul says here in this same letter. So we'll spend eternity learning about that treasure. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank You this time that we can gather together in this place and praise You for what You have poured out on us as Your children. Most of all, that we can be called children of the Most High God. So we celebrate You this morning. We celebrate Your Son. We celebrate the great gospel that brings to us forgiveness and eternal love and never-ending completeness with our God. We'll never be separated from You, and we praise You for that. And so as we prepare this morning, Lord, to hear from Your people and how You have blessed them, God, I pray that each one of us has a grateful and thankful heart as we listen. And we ask it in the name of our strong Savior, Jesus. Amen. So I guess this morning, who wants to start? Who wants to come forward and tell us what God is doing in your life? The mic is here. We can begin.
I was thinking this was next week, but I am really thankful to the Lord. I could just put out a list, but the thing that really struck my mind was, in this day of technology, this week I started something new. I downloaded a couple of the sermons off the internet and put them on my iPod so I'd have something good to listen to at work instead of some of the audiobooks and stuff that I listen to. And it was just great because a lot of times you listen to a sermon and you go home and you just completely forget about it. And I wanted to start applying some of that to my life. So, this week in writing a song and that just came together like really quickly, and I put it on my iPod and I was listening to it during the week and it was speaking to me. So I mean, we have so many things that we didn't used to have that we can really put to good use instead of bad use. And so that's what I'm thankful for.
Hello. I want to thank God for I want to thank God for dying on the cross for me, so today I can walk with Him. I just want to thank God for my family, and I want to have gratitude for a lot of things, past life things that I've came from, and I'm alive and standing here to you in front of you today. And I want to thank God for keeping me clean from active addiction, and recovering family, life, heart, and otherwise. And I want to thank God for all you guys here in this church, and thanks.
Well, my wife and I and my oldest daughter started here a little over 4.5 years ago. And in that time, I've learned a lot about the people that go here. I myself had contracted cancer in my right lung and went through an operation that took care of it. But it was through God guiding the doctors and the surgeons' hands that brought me through. And I recalled all the other operations I had throughout my almost 78 years of life. I had 12 operations, four of them within the past 4 years. And every one of them could have led to some drastic ending, but it didn't. And why? Because God was there. And I praise God every day. And I thank Him. Amen.
I suspect that what I'm going to say will surprise a lot of you people and also maybe shock some of you people. I've been coming to this church for a lot of years, probably 10, 12, and yet I'm not a member of this church. Does that surprise you? The people here, especially the elders, have been very patient and kind to me. In fact, what Pastor was speaking about the last couple of weeks in Thessalonians kind of reminded me, because they treated me almost like a nurse or a father. They urged me to join, and yet they didn't twist my arm. Maybe they would have liked to, but they didn't. And so I've been around a long time. I've had the privilege of knowing the Lord for a lot of years. I came to the Lord back in 1955 and studied under, well, I took a lot of courses, ended up graduating from Buffalo Bible Institute, and I've had the privilege of serving in so many ways. Assistant pastors, interim pastor, Sunday school superintendent, and I don't want to belabor you with any more of it. I've been able to privilege to sing with a lot of quartets and so on. But I'm going to join, believe it or not. And if you wonder why I've never joined, I'd be glad to tell you. I don't want to make it public at this point, but I've had my reasons. Certain things happened that I've been kind of shell-shocked, that they would say. I don't want to go into that. But one of these days, as soon as the elders work it out, I'll be a-jining, as they say. Thank the Lord for the privilege of doing that. And I thank the Lord for all that He's given me. He's been so good to me. He's given me 6 children. One of them's here today. My daughter Carol, you know her. And I've had 29 grandchildren. And now I've got 29 or 30, what is it, Carol? 29 or 30 great grandchildren. So that makes me how old? Well, we don't go into that. No, I don't mind telling you, in 3 more years, I'll be 90 years old. And thank you. Just thank the Lord that He's given me strength to be able to even walk and to serve Him in so many ways, and thank Him for all that He does, for the health He gives and the strength and the blessings. I just got to say hallelujah and thank you, Lord.
I want to thank God for Sunday school. When we had devotions at home, my mom and dad would say, "This," he'd they tell us crazy stories like a guy killing a giant with a stone, or a guy going into a den of lions and not getting eaten. Well, I went to Sunday school as a kid, and this strange lady would tell me the same story. So as I was growing up, believing the Bible wasn't all that hard. The things that it's God's word. And I might say that we had our own family devotions, and my oldest son, on the way to the Thanksgiving dinner in a van, wanted me to come back and talk with him. And he says, he was 9 years old, and he says, "Dad, I want to accept Christ as my personal Savior." And then after devotions of my second son, I tuck them all in, you know, starting with the oldest. And my second son said, "Dad, I wanna go to heaven." So we prayed the prayer of salvation with him. And then my daughter, my last kid, was 4 years old. And after devotions, I tuck them all in and came to her, and she said, "Dad, I want to go to heaven." And so I want to thank God for Sunday school, because without Sunday school, we wouldn't have the affirmation of devotions at home. I mean, a pastor is a pastor, and a pastor is a pastor, but a Sunday school is a precious person, a Sunday school teacher, because he gives us an extra hour of something to get dressed up for. Now, I was a farmer, and that's why you see me in a tie more often than not, because Sunday school was a special time to get dressed up rather than walk around with dirty clothes. So I want to thank God for Sunday school.
When you get to be my age, there's so much to thank God for when you've known him since you were a child. But I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My mom and dad didn't know the Lord when I was young. So one of the first things I'm thankful for is a church that made opportunities for the people in that small community to have the children go for 2 weeks each year to the church across from the school and hear the gospel. And that's where I first heard the gospel. And in order to thank the Lord for the other things, I have to start there. So I thank God for that little church in Clymer Baptist Church in Stevensville, Pennsylvania, about 2.5 hours from here, that one day there I heard the gospel, and I believed it and trusted it. And then God has worked and had his hand in my life through so many, many things, and I was serving him very happily in inner city, but when I was 47, God plopped a very special husband and 3 stepdaughters into my life, and I thank God so much for both of them, for both, you know, my husband and the stepdaughters. And I have to thank the Lord for my stepdaughters in that they've always treated me like mom, not like stepmom. From the time we married, they were 11, 13, and 18, and I never once heard, "You're not my mom." So I thank God for that. But in thinking through how God has had his hand in the big things and little things, I want to come to the present year and thank God for some of the things that have happened here. And the week before we were to vote on Pastor Lonnie Cumming, we were in Awana, and I had to run a couple girls home because it was a meeting afterwards, and Mel was at the meeting, and I was to join them. And I run the girls home, and I pulled into the parking lot, and we went downstairs, and the meeting ended, and we went to go home, and the car wouldn't start. And I did thank God a lot of things there. I thanked God that Bob Gogol was there and ran home. We got the jumping cables and the car started up. And we got home safely and all of that. And just so thankful that his hand is on the little things. But when I thought about it, it became, you know, there's a verse in Romans says that all things work together for good to them who love him or are called according to his purpose. Well, if that car had not had that problem, it was a battery problem, we'd never put a new battery in that car. It's a 2008. And we had to put a new battery in it. We were getting ready to leave on a long trip that week. And it could have happened anywhere along the road, or we'd gone into a restaurant, come out, it not start the same way. And when I got up this morning, I was thanking the Lord for the same thing. Because it was a cold morning. We could have been this morning that we couldn't get the car started. God had his hand in just the little things. And in the children's lives, I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I still have at this age to serve him with children. And this week was a special week in Awana. We had the largest group of children we have had in several years in Awana this week. We had 80 children in Awana this week, not counting the leaders. We had 44 children in third through sixth grade. We had 28 children in kindergarten through second grade. We had 8 children in our Cubbies program. I thank God for that. And yet, it's scary. I mean, I could be saying, oh, what are we going to do? Because I don't know where we're going to have enough leaders if that group grows any further than they are right now. But you know, last year we were looking at the same thing. And Joe White, wherever you went to here, this year when we got ready to start Awana, Joe White, who had never worked in Awana, said, could I help? Praise God, Joe White has been there along with the leaders who've been there in the past, and God has just supplied. And I'm just thanking God. This last Wednesday night, God brought to mind a little song I learned as a somewhere along the line. I don't remember where. Rejoice evermore, for this is the will of God. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. It's taken from 1 Thessalonians 5. And in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. And we talked about the fact that sometimes it's hard to give thanks. I asked the children to share. And some of them, not all 44 of them, left their things behind. But some of them left their, dear God, I want to thank you for. I want to read 3 of them because I would go on and on. But one of them wrote, Jesus, I'm thankful for you. You saved us from sins, showed us your path, your son, and died on the cross for us. Alexis. Alexis is one of our Awana kids, but she's not one who comes here on a regular basis. Another one wrote, to God, I'm thankful for you because you gave us the Bible to learn about you. This one has been our Awana club since September. And that was signed by Anthony. To God, I'm thankful for you because you gave your son for our sins and you love us no matter what. That's one of our regular family children. I thank God for those. They're real blessings to me. And to have these things happening in our church presently, God is at work. And keep praying together.
I have a lot to be thankful for. First of all, I have to thank God for the strength for going through what my husband put me through. It was not easy. It was very difficult. So he gave me strength through all that, and he made me stronger in a lot of ways also, so that I can take care of my kids and do whatever needs to be done as a mom. I mean, if anything ever happened to my husband, I know that I could make it and take care of my kids on my own without any problem or anything. So I think that's, I thank God for that because he strengthened me a lot through that. But I also thank God because a few years ago my car had died, and I was taking it to the junkyard, and my aunt called me on the phone and said she was giving me her truck. I just needed to fix whatever needed to be fixed on it. Well, that was a gas guzzler. It took a lot of gas. And that was, hard because we're short on money. So anyways, in October, it needed to go for inspection, and it was 6 codes short. And my dad's like, it's going to cost you like $3,000 to get it up for inspection and everything. And I'm like, well, what am I going to do? So my dad's like, well, if you save up your money and whatever, maybe you can get a used vehicle or something. And I'm like, So I started looking around that day. I had my dad take me looking around for vehicles. And my mom was like, why don't you call the lady at West Her. And they called her and talked to her, and she's like, well, we want to put her in a vehicle, bring the truck down, and we'll trade it in and, you know, get you in another vehicle. Well, everything didn't go as planned that day. I was hoping to have a car that day, but it didn't go that way. So my vehicle wasn't really worth that much. So what happened was my parents said they were going to take out a loan for me, which was, like, mind-blowing because they've always been there for me and done a lot for me, but I never thought they would take out any kind of loan that costed over 15 grand. So they tried to take out the loan, but they had to wait for the bank's approval. So we're waiting, and my dad had to take he worked for school bus, so he had to take off the morning shift. And he called me up and he says, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but go to my house, grab my car. Now his car is his baby, so he doesn't let anybody drive it. Grab my car and drive up to West Her. And I'm like, okay. So I drove up there, and everything was set. Everything was done. I was just waiting for them to do the details. And my dad, I guess, picked out the vehicle. It was one of the cars I was looking at. But I was a little iffy on it because the color, kind of got used to the color. It's a green, which I wasn't, you know, picturing myself in a green vehicle. But it was a nice vehicle. So anyways, the loan went through everything. So I just want to thank God for my parents being there and being willing to take out that loan and go through that with me and help me out through all that. And I want to thank God for my husband staying clean to make the payments on the loan. So that's what I have to be thankful for, and my kids. So, thank you.
Good morning, church. I figure it's 12:06 and Thanksgiving's in 4 days. You guys got time, right? Because I got a lot to be thankful for. So, especially my sense of humor. And the main thing I'm thankful for is the Lord Jesus Christ coming into my heart as Savior. You know, when I was broken and had nobody, He was there, you know. Without Him, I don't think I'd have anything to be thankful for. Because when I was without Him, I was miserable. I didn't have a life. I didn't have the church, didn't have anything. And I didn't appreciate anything. And once He came into my heart, I started seeing a better way. And it says He is the truth, the life, the way. And the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding He gives His children once they seek Him through the Word, and He puts His Spirit upon you, it's just real. It's just, you can't thank God enough for sending His Son, you know, into your heart. The blessings He gives us, the things He shows us, the conviction, the rod of correction, you know, through our mistakes, we see it differently, you know, now. He teaches us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of a lot of things. And sometimes I don't want to appreciate it, you know, but I have to accept it because He just wants the best for me. And then I got to thank Him at all costs, you know. Also, the church here, I'm thankful that I have a place to come to, a family that I know I'll be in heaven with for the rest of my life, that I'll be sharing forevermore. The people that's helped us in the church here to just build up my apartment, Phyllis. And can't thank you enough for the stuff you did for my girlfriend. And just having a girlfriend in a place after 4 months being out of prison is like, wow. But that's because He taught me perseverance. He taught me to stay clean and sober for the past few years. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't me, it was him that did it. His correction, his teachings, his conviction on my heart saying, don't do it. You don't have to let the devil win. And I don't let the devil win anymore. You know, God is good. He is really good to his children. He takes them by the hands and actually leads them in the path that he wants them to go. I didn't want to follow him. I'm like, who are you? Who am I? You know, that you want me to do something. But I guess his grace and mercy is sufficient for everyone here also, not just me. And I'm thankful for that. He's awesome. He is awesome. I thank God for my girlfriend. I thank God for, I mean, what time we got now? My sense of humor, did I say that? I mean, there's not enough to be thankful for. I mean, everything. Like Bob said, he has everything. And we can have it also if we seek him diligently. And I don't know. I know that I'm not perfect. I don't walk the perfect line. But you know something? I have a faithful God who is just and merciful to forgive and pick me back up to where I need to be. And I'm thankful for that. Through all my trials and tribulations, he still kicks me and says, come on, come on. You can do it. All them little Hulkamanias running around. I'll give him, he'll give me strength. He says that. I'll give you strength, Ricky. And he does. And I'm thankful for a lot of people that are in my life in the recovery system and through AANA and church here and wow. Just the friendship, the fellowship, even talking about the Lord in front of people just lifts me. I mean, I don't want to talk anything about, you know, physics, psychology, this. I want to talk about Jesus. You start talking about Jesus, you got my attention. I'm right there, you know, because that's all it's going to be at the end time. It's all going to be about Jesus. And I can't wait. I really can't wait. And I'm thankful that I am saved. Thankful for Pastor Lonnie being here. You know, thankful he got a taste of the cold finally after being in the sun for so many years. You know, and that he gets a chance to taste, like the taste of buffalo comes downtown. And you'll taste it. You'll see how that goes. It's really good here. It really is. And we welcome you, and we're thankful that you're here also. You're a great preacher. You're inspiring. And I know a lot of us miss the other pastor, and I'm thankful he was here for the time that he came. And yes, it hurt. And yes, I kind of was perturbed about it, but this is all God. It's in his time. He wants all of us to be his children and minister and preach the word and show our love, our kindness, our joy, the spirit he's given us. And I'm thankful for that, that he at least gives it to me, and I hope everyone else can share in that glory. Thanks for letting me share.
Hello, I'm thankful. 30 years ago, I was an addict. And my mom came to my house, and I missed Thanksgiving. My wife went to her family because I was an addict. And my mom came to the door, and she said, you missed dinner. And she brought my dinner. And I grabbed it and shut the door. And my mom went home. For the next 30 days, my mom prayed. And the Lord came into my life and swept through my life and changed my life radically. And he told me to pick up the drugs, the records, the alcohol, the pornography, and everything, and throw it in the garbage. And I listened to him. And I've been clean for 30 years, and because my mom went home and prayed. So if you got prodigals and they're not at home, just pray, and pray hard. And I just thank the Lord for all the... I humbly thank him for the successes in my life that he put in there. But it was because of the people that were here. I think I was thinking last night of all the people I've seen up here in caskets. And just before they went home to be with the Lord loved them, even though they were sinful people. But the moment he took them home, then they were perfect. And I just thank the Lord that one day he's going to bring us home to a perfect place. He's going to wipe away every tear, every pain, sorrow we ever had. And he's going to make it's going to be a great place. And I thought of all these people. I thought of Ellie's husband, Don, who I never seen him be sinful. But the Bible says we all fall short. But he had built stuff into my life. And just the people. I can look at certain parts of this church for the last 30 years and think of people that built something into my life. And some days I'm here in the church alone by myself. I can close my eyes. I can hear Big Bill singing up. And Big Bill used to sing. You could hear it through the whole church. And he, of course, he had a problem. He used to go by us right after he got done singing. He had to have a cigarette. And when he came by, you know, not that that was it, but, you know, he had a great heart for the Lord, and he was only here a couple of years. And we're people that the Lord put in our lives that were only here for a short time, but they influenced it. And, you know, even with, in 1999, the Lord, you know, Jason and Michelle went home to be with the Lord, but God was with us, and he sent people in our lives. And even though it happened on Thanksgiving, we're still thankful. And last year, my mom went home to be with the Lord. And we used to always talk, and we'd say, when we get there, it's not anything we did. It was because of the Lord. And I just thank the Lord. No matter what he brings into our lives, no matter how hard it is, he's there, and he'll bring people in around us to help us get through it. And like was just said, one day we're going to be there. And it's going to be a great banquet. It's going to be a party that no party on earth can rival, and we're going to be there with him forever and ever. And it's just great to be thankful, and people who love each other in spite of us being not perfect people. And you know, and I'm especially thankful for my wife, because I always said if it was the other way around, I would have bailed 36 years ago. I wouldn't have put up with me for a long time, but my wife's put up with me and love me in spite of me. And I just thank the Lord that he's put people into my life. And I spent the first half of my life, first 28 years of my life without the Lord. And I've spent almost 30 years now in the church. And all the people I met outside the church were acquaintances. And I've met some of the neatest, loving, kindest, generous people inside the church who built something in my life. And one day when we get to heaven, whatever good we did, we're going to give it back to him anyways. It isn't about us doing good things. It's about him doing good things through us. And I call myself a spiritual psychotic, just like Paul. The things I want to do, I sometimes don't do. And the things I hate to do, I sometimes do them. But I'm glad that the Lord loves us, and the Lord ain't like us when he looks at us. He just loves us unconditionally. And I thank everybody here for loving me unconditionally. Thanks for letting me speak.
Good morning. I'm thankful for the generations that have gone before. I just approached my midway point statistically in how long I'm going to live, so I've been taking some time to think about how much I've done and how much I will do with my life. And I've looked a lot back on how things have begun, how things will continue, and that point in your life where you're just like slowing down and appreciating those who've gone before. Like, even learning about Thanksgiving, it's not this big myth where the Indians and all the pilgrims got together, had this big old party. They just got through a horrible voyage coming over in the Mayflower. Only four adult women were left surviving. Horrible winter. The Indians were unwanted guests coming in for food, and then we just make a myth out of this Thanksgiving thing. A lot of Thanksgiving is born out of suffering, and I see that in the ministries that I'm part of now, and the ministries here. We've gone through a lot here at CAS just this last year. I've just got here, and I've seen a lot already. And just in the ministry I'm in at Seneca Gospel, they started in the 30s, and what they lacked in resources, they made up in faith. And just in my own family, like, I've been spending a lot of time with my grandfather, and just his faith journey. He's a war-scarred veteran, saw things he hates to talk about, and it just jarred his whole view of the world, fighting in the World War II and stuff. But he grabbed a hold of Jesus because someone was willing to step out in faith at Bethlehem Steel and share Jesus with him. And that dear friend passed away this week too. And I'm just thankful for those people who, what they may lack in character or spiritual understanding, just step out in faith and just follow Christ. And ultimately, I am thankful for Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. For what we lacked, he made up in his faith. He believed God in everything. He trusted him completely. And that's the model I have to follow for the rest of my life, and I hope to model for the generations to come after me.
Okay. I don't like speaking in front of big groups, and I'm not very good at it, but I wasn't planning on saying anything, but growing up for me was really rough and rocky. I went through a lot of things. But God consistently put somebody in my life. From the time that I was real young, I lived with a lady who was a friend of my mother's, that she helped raise me for the first 4 years of my life. And that's when I first, you know, she would take me to church. And so I guess there a seed was planted. But then I went back with my mother, and, you know, I dealt with abuse. I dealt with addictions. I dealt with my own alcoholism, even as a young teenager. And like I said, God consistently put somebody in my life, and I would be invited, you know, to go to a church here and there or maybe a function. But my heart was always hardened because I always felt like I wasn't good enough. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I wasn't ready. Any excuse that I could find. And as I grew up, my yearning was always to be a mother. And I was 26 or 25, and still had never gotten pregnant. And I thought that wouldn't happen. And it was the one and only thing that I did want. And so I guess, in a sense, I bartered with God when I was 25. And I know it's not a good thing, but I said that if he were to bless me with a child, I would try to do my best to raise the child to love and to know God the best way that I knew how. And in September 2006, I was blessed with my daughter, Nayeli. And when she was about 4 months old, I followed through with my promise, and I started looking for a home, a church home. And I went to many, and I remember the first day I came through here. And I was first going to the traditional services, and somebody spoke to me in the hallway, and they took me down to Debbie Miller. And a lot of people know Debbie Miller here, some may not, but she was definitely a big blessing in my life. She took me under her wing, you know, in the Bible study classes and outside of church, and helped me with my baptismal, helped me do my testimony. But she was also, you know, a big blessing to my daughter. And I don't know, I just remember always feeling at home and that loved here. And it didn't matter, just like for anybody else, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. When I came here, I was welcomed as a family, and many people here have touched my lives in so many different ways, and I'm just so thankful for that. Last year in May, well, before that, a few months before, my husband, after 12 years, he was laid off from his job. I was due to have my son in May, and I didn't know where many things were coming from. And it was the last minute, and I wasn't prepared, and God came through. He always does. And it's like that in most days, where I don't know where tomorrow's coming from. I don't even know how I'm going to have the strength to get through the day of what's yet to come and what's to do. But yet, we always seem to be prepared physically and mentally to carry through the day. And I don't know. A lot of people here have touched my lives. And I hope that you know, one day as I grow, that I'm able to do that for somebody else.
Good morning, everyone. First, I just want to be thankful to God for his grace and his mercy and for just getting me through things that sometimes you think is very difficult and you're thinking, I know I can do this, but some days are very difficult. And so I just want to thank God for just getting me through and just being so gracious, for friends who help get through this and family. I just thank God for our church. Oh my God, I am so thankful for Cass Church. Even when I thought I'd never find another church, I was so happy here. And I was thankful that I felt like I belonged here. And there was a point that I thought, no, maybe not. Maybe it's time to go. And God said, no, this is where you belong. This is your home. And I'm so thankful that I stayed. And I'm so thankful for everybody here for just making me feel that way, for God truly is so great, and everybody here for making me feel like this is my home. And I thank God for, of course, our new pastor. It is such a blessing. What a gift to be able to have a new look and life and a place that was so felt lost for a while. God is just have blessed this church so much, and we have so much to be thankful for, and to have you come, Pastor, is such a gift. And I just want to thank you for coming and hearing God when he spoke to you. That was truly a blessing to us, and I'm thankful for you today. And I'm thankful for my husband, who was very ill for so long, and he's doing good. He's doing better. Through prayer and God's grace, he's coming along. It was a long time. Everyone thinks he just got sick in June, but he's been sick for 3 years. And it just took its toll in the last few months. But God is blessing him. And God has given me a grace that I cannot understand. Strength that came from prayers from the people here in the church, from great dear friends who I love so very much, who've been there for me, calling me and just checking on me and making sure that we're all okay in my house. That was very thankful to all of you. And so I thank God for all of that and for getting my husband well. He's right there. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for my senior ladies and men that are so gracious, and they give me hope. I come to church on Sunday, and I can't wait to get in here, get up the stairs, and go in the room and give them all a hug and a kiss, because they're so encouraging. They give me hope to know that it's okay, that growing old is gracious and wonderful, and it's just looking at them is like energy. And I thank you so much for just coming every Sunday so that I can come in and get love from you. And I thank God for them because they're so gracious. And so today I thank God for just all that he's done in my life and letting me be here this moment right now to be thankful.
I've been reminded over this past, especially this past year, what God has admonished Paul when he pleaded with God to take away his affliction. And God reminded Paul that his grace is sufficient for him. This past year was marked by two deaths in my family. First of all, my father-in-law this past March, and just recently my own mother. And I have seen the body of Christ here, and I have personally, my family and I have personally experienced God's grace and God's compassion through all of that. And I'm also thankful for the arrival of Pastor Atwood. God has used him to reignite a flame that I haven't sensed since I was first saved. I must thank God for this past year and all that he has in store for me and for all of us.
Hi. My name's Tom. I've been going here for quite a while. And I have so much to be thankful for as well. Beautiful family, great job. I mean, you look at my life sometimes and just think everything's just fallen into place. But I have my weaknesses and I have my struggles. But I just want to thank God in a particular area that he really used in the ministry that he put me in, his basketball. I'd say about 13, 14 years ago, I volunteered to help with basketball because I loved basketball. And little did I know that he was going to use that to transform me and to work on me. Here I thought I was, you know, doing it for everybody else and volunteering my time and sacrificing time away from my kids. And I was, but he was working on me the whole time. You know, when you would have asked me, I probably would have said I wanted to have a son. I love my daughters dearly, but you know, every man, I think, maybe wants to have a son. And that's not what he did. He put hundreds and hundreds of young men into my life. And I'm not their father, and I don't try to be their father, but I see what he's blessed me with. And he's blessed me with great help with my leaders. Mark sitting here next to me, he's been a blessing. You know, forever, I always look for results out of everything I've done. My father, we've fixed roofs and walls, and you see something broke, and you fix it, and it's done. You walk away. Computers, that's what I do. It's broke, I fix it, I walk away. But our lives aren't like that. And so the years, it's been discouraging because I've lacked faith to see God work in these young men's lives. And about a year ago, you know, Mark starts coming to church, and Mark thanks me for, you know, what I've done, but he has no idea, you know, what he's done in my life just by having a heart that wants to seek after him. And it makes it all worth it. Every night away from my girls and my wife makes it worth it. So I thank him for allowing me to serve. And I challenge every one of you, if you're not serving, find a place anywhere to serve, because he will bless you through it.
Good morning. Well, it's actually afternoon, but it's okay. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody in the congregation for standing with us as a pulpit committee for the last 3.5 years, because it was a long road, but we persevered and God did lead us to Pastor Atwood, and we do appreciate that. So thank you all for persevering with us as a church and standing firm and waiting for the right man to come into the church. Second of all, I wanted to thank God for leading me into the women's ministry, because it's really been a joy to work with the women of the church as we studied Esther. Little did we know that such a short book in the Bible could teach us so much as women. And if you haven't read that book, I do have a few extra books, and it's an amazing book as a woman to learn that Queen Esther was a beautiful woman outwardly, but she was a beautiful woman spiritually inside. So again, thank you for coming, those of you who have come. Those of you who have not been able to make it, I encourage you to come to our Christmas party on the 9th as we celebrate together our thankful lives. And we are going to start a new book on Mary and Martha, and I do want to encourage you as women to try to come to that. And lastly, I just thank God that I had a job that I was able to work at and able to retire. And this year, that was my big thing this year. And it's been a a great road to work with the children that I did work with, and I've learned a lot from them, just as I've learned a lot from the women of the church as we've gathered together every couple of weeks. So now I'm free to serve more, and I'm looking forward to where God is going to lead us as we work together as women. Thank you.
I'm thankful for God. I'm also thankful for all the people that try to help me over the few years, because I've been with Miss Phyllis for a few years. I've been with other people, and a lot of people try to help me. And over those few years, I learned my ways, and I changed my ways a lot. And I just want to thank God, because he helped me, and I kept on praying and praying about that, and he really does help me. And that's all.
Real quickly, I know it's getting late, but Tom mentioned ministries, and I would be remiss if I didn't thank all of the people who support the ministries. And I know in the music ministry, we would be nowhere in terms of music without the commitment we have from these people, from Dave, Sherry, Jane, Jason, Solomon. I really appreciate what you guys do, and ladies, and just for the people who all the people who support ministries, things like Todd's doing, things like John's doing, Barb and Mel, you know, where would we be without that, you know, and without those people who commit their time and their energy. And just like Tom was saying, if you have a call to serve, please do. Please find something. God has a purpose for you. And just thank you all for the worship team for putting up with me. I'm not always the most pleasant person to work with, but I'm happy that they're committed. And thank you all for being here today.
Anyone else? I hope that you've been blessed this morning. I certainly have. And I think it's fitting that we close in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the time that we've had today to be able to share the blessings that you've poured out on your people. You have truly made your face to shine upon us. And we praise you for such a great salvation that we have in Christ. We thank you, God, that you see fit to bless us in many different ways, showing that your hand is upon us. Lord, so often we don't know exactly what's going on in our lives at a particular moment, but as we look back on our lives, we see how you have led us through difficult times, led us through joyful times, that you've been there with us through it all. You promised to never leave us or forsake us. And I pray, God, that in the future that we continue to trust in you as a church, that we'd encourage one another. We would speak the truths of your word to one another. And Lord, through it all, be thankful to you because it all comes through your hand. Praise be to you, God, for this time that we've had today and for the opportunity this week that we have to celebrate as a church family and as individual families the things that we have to be thankful for. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.